Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Bill Sweeney. Batting second. The center fielder, Harry Rice. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Marty McManus. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Harry Heilman. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Chick Galloway. Batting eighth. The catcher, Larry Woodall. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Earl Whitehill. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Earl Whitehill. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jameson. Batting second. The second baseman, Carl Lind. Batting third. The center fielder, Sam Langford. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Lou Fonseca. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ed Morgan. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jake Miller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jake Miller. And now, play ball. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a fly ball into center field. Langford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a fly ball into right field. Morgan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Whitehill fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Morgan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodapp fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. McManus moves to second. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fonseca scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Woodall for the out. McManus moves to third. Galloway moves to second. Two outs. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Father Gill. Fonseca reaches second base with a double. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Whitehill fields it and throws to third for the out. Morgan moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is called out on strikes. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is bouncing around. Rice is chasing the ball. Sewell rounds third and comes all way home with an inside the park two-run home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Jake Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 0-for-1 in the game. Sweeney hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-1 in the game. Gehringer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Langford. Gehringer reaches second base with a double. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0-for-1 in the game. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gehringer moves to third. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McManus hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Langford. McManus reaches second base with a double. Gehringer scores. There goes Fothergill trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. It's 2-1, Indians. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jameson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Fothergill who is chasing the ball. Jameson reaches third base with a triple. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0-for-1 in the game. Lind hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford is 0-for-1 in the game. Langford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Jameson scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Indians. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0-for-1 in the game. Heilman hits a pop-up towards first. Fonseca settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Galloway hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is bouncing around. Morgan is chasing the ball. Galloway rounds third and comes all way home with an inside-the-park home run. It's 3-2, Indians. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall is 0-for-1 in the game. Woodall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitehill hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Fonseca hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-1 in the game. Morgan bunts towards first. Sweeney catches it and throws to Geringer, who tags Fonseca for the double play. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0-for-1 in the game. Hodapp hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 0-for-2 in the game. Sweeney hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a fly ball into right field. Morgan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Geringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geringer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Geringer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sweeney moves to third. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fothergill hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Sweeney scores. Geringer moves to second. It's Tigers, 3, Indians, 3. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. McManus hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hodapp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0-for-2 in the game. Heilman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fonseca settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Sewell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jake Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller is called out on strikes. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jameson. The throw from Woodall and he is out, Geringer applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Galloway hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Miller, and towards Lind, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall is 0 for 2 in the game. Woodall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is 0 for 2 in the game. Whitehill is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0 for 2 in the game. Lind hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Langford hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Woodall juggles the ball. That's an error on Woodall. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 2 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Langford moves to second. Two outs. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sweeney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Rice moves to second. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 2 in the game. Morgan hits a pop-up towards third. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0 for 2 in the game. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on McManus. Hodapp moves to second. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Sewell is walked intentionally. Jake Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 2 in the game. Miller bunts in front of the plate. Woodall fields it and throws to first for the out. Hodapp moves to third. Sewell moves to second. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Whitehill fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. McManus hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jameson. McManus reaches second base with a double. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0-for-3 in the game. Heilman bunts towards first. Fonseca scoops it up and throws to first, with Lind covering, for the out. McManus moves to third. One out. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Galloway hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jameson. Galloway reaches second base with a double. McManus scores. It's 4-3, Tigers. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Galloway. The throw from Sewell and he is safe. Galloway steals third. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall is 0-for-3 in the game. Woodall is walked intentionally. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is 0-for-3 in the game. Whitehill hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to home to get Galloway. Woodall moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Sweeney hits a fly ball into right field. Morgan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0-for-3 in the game. Lind takes first base on ball 4. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Langford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lind moves to second. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-3 in the game. Sewell hits a pop-up towards short. Galloway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Fonseca is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Rice hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Gehringer is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Fothergill hits a pop-up towards third. Hodapp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Paul Easterling now playing left field. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-3 in the game. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0-for-3 in the game. Hodapp strikes out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Burns pinch hits for Jake Miller. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a pop-up towards third. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.